Okay, we're holding on Bava Basra Zayin. We are two lines from the bottom on Vav Amid Beis. Hanhu Beitrei Dehavu Dari. There were two people who were living in a two-story building. Chad Havadayer Eloi. One of them lived on the top floor, the top story. Vechad Havadayer Tatoi. One lived on the lower floor. Itvar Tatoi. Now the lower floor began to start to sink. It was collapsing. The walls were going into the ground so much so that it was no longer able to get in and out. So Omle Tatoi Le'iloi, so the one who was on the lower floor said to the owner of the upper one, Tov Nivne, we gotta knock down this whole structure over here and we're going to rebuild it. So Omle Le, so the owner of the top floor says, no, on a shapika the erna. I'm comfortable up here. I don't know if to rebuild for you. I'm fine. It's your house that sunk into the ground. Down on top of Daf Zayin. So Amalei, so the lower story says to him, Esterei ana ve'evnie. I'm going to destroy the whole thing and I'll rebuild it. So Amr, the top story guy, says back to him, Leisli duchta le meder beis. I don't have a place to live, right? You're going to renovate. That's very nice. But I'm in my apartment. I'm in my house now and it's fine. So while you destroy this thing, I don't have a place to go. So Amr Leis, so the guy, the owner of the bottom floor, says, An ogerlach duchta. I'll rent for you a place. You can live there while I'm doing the construction and I rebuild my house and your house. So Amr Leis, the guy on the top says, "Well, Drachna, no, it's a tircha. I don't want to, you have to pack up everything. You got to get the boxes and the bubble wrap. It's a tircha over here. I'm not interested in moving." So then the owner of the bottom one can say to him, "The loka mistarbi li. I can't live here. It's not. I can't. My walls have sunk in, right?" So then the owner of the top would say, "Yes, you can. Shuf akresach v'ul. Crawl down on your belly to get in." The shufa kresach lefu, right? You'll crawl in to get in, you'll crawl in to get out. Meaning it's not so geschmack, but you'll crawl in. That way you will be able to live in this structure the way it currently is. And therefore, I'm really under no obligation to leave. So what's the din? So Amrav Chama bedina kama akiv. Really, by the letter of the law, the owner of the upper thing can be ma'akev. He could stop. He doesn't have to do this. Hani mili de lo matu kishure lamato me'asora. That's only if the beams that were supporting the second floor haven't gone less than 10 tefachim from the ground. Aval but matu kishure lamato me'asora. But if the beams are so now, it's less than 10 tefachim. That's not so high off the ground. So in that case, then the owner of the loan could say, Matzi omel, he could say to him, lamato me'asora reshusa didi. Now there's less than 10 tefachim off the ground, meaning your house is in my rishus, right? V'lo mishabiloch, and I'm not mishubit to you. I'm not bound to you to support your residence. So if it sinks, it's not so big. 10 tefachim is not a tall thing, but if it's less than that, then already at that point he could say to him, I don't have to support you, and then we can do this. Hani mili, all this they're replying that the top owner could stop the bottom one from rebuilding. The hani mili dulo asnu. Gabi Hadari. They didn't make a tanai, a stipulation, a deal, like a condition beforehand, that meaning if the house sinks in, I'm going to do it. Aval asnu Gabi Hadari, but they did make this tanai with them beforehand. In that case, sasru vonu. They have to destroy it and rebuild it. That was the deal. But in the absence of such a pre-existing stipulation, then you're right, then the top owner doesn't have to be forced to get out and relocate, even though the bottom guy's going to cover the cost of it. So what it says, Vichi asnu Bahade Hadari. Ad kama, right? To how far? What extent does the ceiling of the lower story drop before we could do this? So Amr Rabbonon Kaimi the Rabba, the Mishmei Rav Zutra Bered the Rav Nachman, the Amr Mishmei the Rav Nachman, Kaosa Shishaninu. It's like the following which we learned in the Mishnah on Tzadik Chesam and Beis. Rumo Kechatzi Arko Kechatzi Rachbo. If one takes upon himself, he's going to build a house for another person, but he doesn't say what the dimensions are going to be. So the height has to be equal to the sum of half its length and half its width. So Omelhu Rabba said to them, Lav amina lechu, didn't I say to you, Lo tislu be buke sarike be Rav Nachman? Don't hang these empty pictures on Rav Nachman, meaning don't say foolish things and put it into his name. Hoch yom Rav Nachman, this is what Rav Nachman said, Ki didare enoshe. Right, you have to do the way a person normally lives. That's what you're again. You took an achrayus. You build a house for somebody else. You didn't say how what the dimensions are going to be. It has to be a normal way. Vekama. So how much is a normal place? So Amar Rav Huna, Bereid Rav Yoshua, Kihechi Da Aile Asirusa Isruisa the Mechuza Vehader. You could bring in these bundles of reeds made in Mechuza, and you could turn around. That's the amount of thing. That's the you have to have enough height of it. So you could bring these in and like do a rotation with it. That's it. Okay. As a story, Ahu Gavra to have a bani Ashisa Achurik Vare de Chavre. There was a certain guy who built a wall outside of the windows of his chaver, of his neighbor. So Amaleis, the neighbor says to him, Kama Aflat Alai, your wall that you built now is making dark. It's my house. You know, you're blocking the light. It's not coming in. So Amaleis, the guy who built the wall, says to him, Sacharnaloch. Okay, I'm going to close up your windows here, and I'll make new windows for you in your wall above, in the wall I'm building. Right? So Amalei's neighbor says to him, you're damaging my wall by doing this. So Amalei's, the guy who builds the wall, says, so okay, fine, I'm going to destroy your wall up to the level where the windows are, and then Ruvaneinallah Vavinalach Kave Bivinyona Leel Meashisoy. I'm gonna demolish the wall, and then in the level of the windows where it was, I'll rebuild it, and I'll make windows for you in the new part, right? The new part of the building above that. So Amaleis, the neighbor says to him, no, Ashisa mitatoi atika mileela charatalo kamai. Kaima. It's not going to last like that. Meaning, if you have a wall that's the old walls at the bottom, right? Atika means the old, right? The ir atika. You have the old wall at the bottom, right? And the new part is the chadis, the upper part is the new one. It's not going to have a kiyum. It's not going to last. It's not going to endure. So I don't want it. Okay. So Omaleis, the guy who builds the wall, says to him, okay, so here's what we'll just do is this. Every suggestion I have you don't like, but I'll keep going. So sarna la ad laara. I'm going to demolish this wall and destroy it until the ground. Uvanena. Right, and I'm going to build it. And then I'm going to make windows for you above it in my wall. So Amaleis, the guy neighbor, says to him, "No, chada ashisa, chada bekulehe beisa atika lo kaima." No, one new wall in an old house—that's also no good. It's not gonna last. Every suggestion he has, he doesn't like. So Amaleis, the guy who builds the wall, says to him, "Sasarna la lekule beisa. I'm going to destroy your whole house." And then I'm going to put new windows in the building I'm going to make up there, right? So Amaleis, the neighbor says in this pas, right? Lately duchta lemeider be, and bah, I don't have a place to, I don't want to live, right? So Amaleis, the guy who builds the wall, says to him, agerna loch duchta, I'm going to rent for you. I'll find you a place. I'll pay for it, a place for you to live while I destroy and build you a whole new house with the windows the way you want them. So Amaleis says no. Lo tarachna. It's again, it's a tircha. I'm not interested in moving like this. So Amar Rav Chama says bedin koma akev. You're right. The law is the halacha is the neighbor can stop him from building such a wall. So it says haynu hach. Right. This is the exact same thing. Well, Tosfos points out, no, it's not really Hainu Hach. It's not really the exact same thing because from the previous case with the upper story and the lower story, we didn't know all these things about interesting, like, you know, with one new wall and the old walls. So it's not really exactly the same, but the concept are the same, right? Meaning basically you could prevent them. The guy who doesn't want it doesn't, the tirch of moving out, he can prevent it. So in that sense, it is the same, right? Tosfos points out it's not exactly, but okay. Baha su lamali, right? So what do I need this extra case for? Hakamash malan, so the chiddush is as follows. Meaning not that the guy's going to be living in the upper floor, the upper story. The afagav, the lo mishtamish, ele tivna ubeitzive ba'alma. The guy can be ma'akiv him. All he usually puts like his straw and his wood there. Nevertheless, you can still say that blocking the light is mazikin, and therefore, because of that, he can stop the neighbor from building the wall. Okay, continues the Gemara and says, Han hu beitrei achei. There were two brothers, the palgi bahadade hadade, and they divided up their father's estate between the two of them. Sechad matye aspelida. One of them took a very big, like the way Rashi says, it's a beautiful hall. Some learn like it's like a cave. Okay, you got the. It's more like a cave. We'll see why it's the more it develops it, right? So one of them took this big hall or the cave, whatever it is. Vechad matye tarbitza, and the other one took a garden. So azahu de matye tarbitza, the guy who took the garden, the brother who took the garden, vekabane ashisa apuma de ispelida, and he built a wall in front of the opening of this big palace, this big organ of a cave, whichever pshat we want to learn. So Amalei kama aflat lalai. You're darkening my house. But you built this wall. It's stopping the light from coming in. So the guy who built the garden, Amalei, says, the brother says, Bididika b'neina. I'm building this wall on my own property. It's my garden, and I'm building here. So Amrav Chama bedin ka Amalei. Chama says, you're right. You are permitted to build them. You know, it's unfortunate. I remember as a kid going to my grandfather, Olav Hashom. He had an apartment, a condo, whatever it was, in Santa Monica, and it was only a few blocks away from the ocean. So we, as little kids, we'd go, and you could see the beautiful. You could watch the waves. It was very, very nice. And then years later, an apartment complex, like a block or two in front of him, went up, and they blocked his view totally. Couldn't see anything. It wasn't nice, but maker it in. You know, that's what happened. You know, somebody built something, and now it again, not getting into the holochos of it, but here you see clearly, and he's building on his property, and now it's darkening. So that's the din of Rav Chama. That's the halacha follows, actually. Okay, continuing the Gemara, though. Omale Ravina L'Ravashi. Ravina says to Ravashi, Maishna mehadetanya. How is this different than a braisa? Shnei achin shechalku. You have two brothers who are dividing up the father's estate between them. Echa mehem notos today, Karen, but echa mehem notos today lovan. One of them took a vineyard, and then one takes like a grain field. Yesh lo lebal hakerem arba amos b'sdei lovan. So the one who has the kerem, the vineyard, gets daladamos in the grain field for working there, right? Right? Sha'amanaskein chalku, right? Because that was the condition that they divided up. So again, so why is this case when the owner of the, what's it called, this aspalita, this big hall, right? So why doesn't he get the rights to make use of the light that's coming in from the garden? So Amalei, so Ravashi says to him, Hasam to alu hadade. Now, over there, they made like a cheshbon out for them, exactly, you know, how much the value of the fields are, and there's going to be, you know, settling up. One guy got a larger portion than the other one, right? That they took all this, that work area was part of the cheshbon. Aval hocha mai, but what over here, right? So, delo alu lehadade, right? They didn't necessarily make any sort of cheshbon and assessments with each other beforehand. Ki b'shut b'shuftane askinon? One second, you think we're dealing with fools over here? You really think, you know, let's divide things up, and I'm going to get this huge big palace, this huge thing, and you're going to get a garden, right? Does that make sense? The high shaka of Aspalida, the high shaka of Tarbitza, for the Allah Hadad, you really think they made a cheshbon out of this? Of course they did. Of course they did. So they're dividing up equally, so it stands to reason that they took this into account. So Amalei, Nihi, the Allah Hadad, the Levne Keshure, Hurde. Yeah, Ravashi, when they made a cheshbon about bricks, and the beams and the boards to make avira, but the value of the airspace lo al hadade, that they didn't make a cheshbon out. So each one keeps the full rights to their airspace in this particular case. Okay, but Le Malay says, let the guy who got this big fancy hall say the Owen meikara aspalida plagli. Originally, when we made a plag means to divide, right? When we divided it up, you gave me a very well lit hall. Hashtaba, now that you built this thing, Meshvesli Idrona. You made it like a small little, like a dark inner room. That's an Idrona means like an inner chamber, right? My palace now became dark because of your wall. So Amrav Shimi Bar Ashi Shma Ba'am Poligle. It's interesting. He gave him a place that's just called by that name. It means like a place that it's called a hall, even though it's not even used that way. Sometimes when something has a particular function, like a, we'll see the Muslim example of this, but you call it a hall, or you call it a valley, or you call it a vineyard. You give it a name, even though it's not really that object. I don't know, that's not probably the best example. Something like Martha's Vineyard or something like Martha's Vineyard, or you know, maybe it's not really a vineyard. But you have, you use that name for it, so that's what it means. He just sold him the name. He didn't really sell him the actual item. Let's continue, right? So Vashti says like this: Milo Tanya, we learned the following in a brisa. Ha'omer base kur offer ani moich lecho. I'm selling you a base kur of dirt, right? Afa pisha enel ela lesech, even though it's a lesech, which is half of a kur, it's still a good. It's not a mekachtos, right? Right? Higiu, it works. Right, Shlomochelo Elishma, because all he really sold him is a place that's called Beis Kur by name, Hahu de miskere base core. It's something that's called a. I mean, this applies is what the land is actually called. A like that's the it's like a caveat. Hu de miskere base core. It still has to be called a base core. That's why it is. Pardes ani moichel lecho. I'm selling you an orchard, right? Afal pi she'ein bo rimon. You know, doesn't have any pomegranates. Higio, right? It's still a good sale, right? Shlomocher lo ela shma. Right, but who the iskri pardes? He called him a place that's called an orchard. So it's called Zaman. It's still called an orchard. This is what he's selling him. Keramani moich lecha, a vineyard I'm selling to you. Afal pi she'emo gefon, even though it doesn't have any grapevines. Higiu, still it's a good sale. It's on a mekachtos. Shlomochelo el shema, but who the iskri karma? Right, it still works as long as that land that's what they call it by. Now again, this is the name that they use for it. And then so you ask maybe why isn't the monetary value be mochiach? What he was talking about. But you see the Kol Zman that has this name associated with it, it is a valid sale. One says, one second, no, not so fast. Me dummy, is that really comparable? Right? Awesome, over there, Matzi Omerle, Moich Lokeach, the seller could say to the buyer, Shma Zvinalach, I just sold you, that's called a name. Then okay, fine. I called you a thing called a kerem. It's not really a kerem, but we call it a kerem. Hacha matzi omale. But here, the case with the hall in the garden, I daited a hachi poly. We divided this up on the following condition, right? That ernal be kiheche de doru avahason. That we lived the same way our father lived there, right? That you're not going to change that by putting a wall up here and blocking my light. That's what we divided up. So really, the cases are not necessarily so the same. So amule. In his dinner of Chama, he's allowed to build a wall. Now on Amid Beis, Omle Mar Yinuka Umar Keshisha Bere the Rav Chizdel Rav Ashi Nehardoy LeTamayhu. These Nehardoyim, there was a base medrash in Nehardoy. They're going according to their Rav Chama was from Nehardoy, right? And he also has to know a little of the geographies. So he's following like Shmuel. Shmuel's also from Nehardoy. So we find this throughout Shas. Right, and the Gemara explains to Amr of Nachman, Amr Shmuel, right? Ha'achin shechalku. If he had brothers who were dividing up their the father's estate, ein lehem lo derech zelzeh. They don't have a right of way against each other. Meaning, the father could walk from an outer field into an inner field because he wants to get to the Shusa Rabim. The brother gets the inner field doesn't have the right to walk through his brother's outer field. Right, for the chalon of zelzeh, and then they don't get windows each other. They can't prevent the other one from building a wall that by his windows. For the sulamos zelzeh, they don't have any rights of the ladders. Means that the can put up a ladder in the other person's property in order to get to his own. Right, for the amas hamayim zelzeh, they can't make the water channel go there to pass the water through the other one's property. And you should be very, very zahir in this. These are set. These are halachas that are kavua. They're set, right? So that, again, this is all from the same Shmuel. Rava Amar Yesh Lehen. Rava argues with this and says, no, they do have all these rights, right? So Rav Chama is going like Shmuel, right? The brother can do whatever he wants, and the other can't stop him. But Rava argues. Okay. Since again, now we're talking about Rav Chama, so the Gemara is going to go on to throughout Shas. Once you start talking about a particular individual, then they continue to do us. Then we continue with Rav Chama. Hahu shtare de yasme de nafik alei tavra. Okay, so what's the din here? You have a shtar for yisomim. They were the father says that somebody owes them money, right? But there's also a tavra means like a shover, a receipt. A receipt saying that it was paid up. Right, so he has. I already paid this up, so I don't owe your father the money. So Amr of Chama Agbe Log Magbina Le. Well, we're a little bit stuck here, so we can't use this shtar to collect the debt on behalf of these Yisomim. Well, Mikre Lo Kriinam Be Le. We can't tear it up either. Kri with an iron, right? We can't tear it up anymore. We can't ruin it. So why not? Agbe Lo Magbina Le. The reason we can't use it to collect the Nafik Tavra Le, because we have a receipt here that goes against it, that shows it's already been paid up. The borrower shows, look, here's my receipt that shows from your father that I paid it back. Mikri lo magbina le, so we can't tear it up either then. If he has a receipt, why don't we just tear it up, say it's no good? Dechigad le yasme, because maybe now when these Yisomen grow up and they're more I guess, knowledgeable and more proficient, they'll be able to somehow look into this. Duma Maisi Raya Umarile. They're going to be able to bring a proof that it was forged, and they can get rid of this. They can undermine his receipt, and they'll be able actually to collect on it. So it's held in abeyance. We don't use it now, but we don't tear it up either, because maybe one day it could actually turn out that the shofar was forged. Omale Rav Achav Reid Rav Ravina. So Hilchos Samai. What is the din in all these cases? Amalei Ravina says to him, "Bekulahu hilchasu k'Rav Chama. We paskin like Rav Chama levar mitavra, with the exception in this case of the receipt that he was paid up, right? Tishade b'shakra lo machzinan, right? The fact that we're going to say that these witnesses are a bunch of liars, we're not going to be machzik them as that. Since the witnesses are on the receipt, so the Beis Din, in fact, would believe them that the loan was paid back, and then they would tear up this the shtar. Marzutra b'reid Rav Mari Amar b'ho'anami hilchusuk Rav Chama. No, in this case also we pass like Rav Chama because there's a suffix. Te'im isa v'tavra ma'aliyahu, because if really it was a really valid, excellent, receipt, iboyle la'afuke b'chayavuhun, they would have produced it during the father's lifetime, right? Umi delo afkim, from the fact that they did not produce it at the right time. Shema minah, zufi mizayfi. It is a ziyuf. It is forged, right? So even though it's on absolute proof, there still is, this lingering doubt, and that gives us enough of a reason that we wouldn't tear up this shtar. Okay, good. Next Mishnah. Discussing about now what we can obligate people to pay for and how long they have to live in a city before they're considered to be resident to contribute to these funds. Says the Mishnah, Kofin Oso, Livnos Beis Shar, Vedelis Lechotzer. The people who live in a chotzer can force each other, who are also in a chotzer, to contribute for building a gatehouse, right? That's the Beis Shar. Delis is a door. And Delis Lechotzer, right? Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Lo Kol HaChatzeros Ru'uyos LeBeis Shar. Not every chotzer actually needs a Beis Shar, a gatehouse. Okay, continues the Mishnah. Kofin Oso Livnos Ir La Ir Chayma Ledasayim Levriach. So for a city, we could force them to build a wall. These like double doors, or the Briach is like the crossbar that helps block in. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, Lo Kol Harayos Ru'uyos. The Gemara is going to explain that not every city needs this. We'll talk about which cities and where they're located. Specifically, we'll see it's going to be like border cities. Those are the ones that are going to need to contribute to this. Sakami he be'ir v'hei ka'ansha ir. How long does a person have to live in the city to be like an inhabitant? And therefore, we could force them to contribute to these expenses. Shneim osr chodesh. 12 months. Konaba beis dira, but if he buys himself a house, a residence immediately, said Harihu Kancha here miyat, then he immediately becomes good. Once you bought a house, you are a member of this city. We don't wait. You bought the house, and you're off the hook for the next 10 months, 11 months, 12. No, you have to pay immediately. So ask the Gemara the Meimra de beis shar ma'al yusuhi. Is this to say that it's a maila to have a beis shar, a gatehouse? The Gemara has a maisa listor. It's not no. V'ha'hu chasida de haviragil yahu. There was a chassid who Eliyahu HaNavi used to talk to a lot, right? Of a beis shar, and then he built his gatehouse. Vesulo mishtai b'hadei. Once he built his gatehouse, so Eliyahu HaNavi didn't come talk to him, right? So what's the reason? What's so bad? So this beis shar stops the aniyim from being able to come in. So once this chassid built blockage for tzedakah, so then Eliyahu stopped talking to him. So he says, "No, lo kasha, it's not a problem." Meaning, because from here you see it's not a good thing to build it. Ha mi gavoi, ha mi boroi. One case is on the inside. In the in case, well, then the aniim can at least get to the entrance, and you can hear them. But the case with this chosin Eliyahu Navi, that was one that was built on the outside, and that completely stopped the aniim from coming in. They couldn't even access it. That's why Eliyahu stopped coming, visiting, and talking with him. The bayasema. The different tables, right? Both of them were outside of the chotzer. Lokash, it's not shver. Why not? Ha the east deles, the one that has a door to the beis shar, so the poor can still get in. In the other case, ha the leisle deles, there is no door, so they can't get in. V by zema, another way of resolving it. No, both cases they had a door. Lokash, but still not the contradiction. One had a key that you needed to open the door, and the key is not available to the aniyim, right? The other case, there's no key needed, so then, you know, it's not a problem. Both cases they had a key, right? Still, lokasha ha de posachas didei migavoi. On one, the key's on the inside, so the poor can't reach it. Vaha de posachas didei mibaroi. One case where the key is on the outside, right? And that would make them able to get in. Okay. Then the Mishnah said, "What koifin oso livnos beishar v'delas lachatzer." Tanya, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, lo kol chatzeros ru'uyos lebeis shar. Not every single chatzer needs one. Ela chatzer hasmuch l'rishus harabim, if it's close to the rishus harabim, ru'uy lebeis shar. In that case, you would need a gatehouse that's going to stop people from snooping around, peeking in. V'she'en hasmuch l'rishus harabim, but if it's a chatzer that's not necessarily next to rishus harabim, it's a chatzer, off the beaten path. No one's saying, ain't a ru'uy lebeis shar. You don't need one. So again, within Rav Shimon Gamliel, he makes a chilek. Sometimes you do need, sometimes you don't. V'rabbanan, so why don't they make a chilek? They just say, no, you do. So zimnin the dachke b'nei reshus harabim v'aylu avasu. There's sometimes when the people who are in the reshus harabim get forced towards the chatzik, that's overcrowding, and then they come in. So therefore, that's why you would need the base shar. Okay, the Mishnah said then about the city, you could force them to build a wall. Koyfin osa livnos la'ir. This is talking about the wall, right, or the double doors, or the crossbar. Tan Rabbanan koifin osolasos liyadilasayim of riach. We could force you to build the double doors and the crossbar. No, not every single city needs a wall. Ella, what is it? Rather, ir hasmuch l'chsvar, if it's a border city, right, the border state, whatever it is, you need it, so then ru'i l'choma, you need a wall there, because you got to protect yourself, right? You can't have weak borders, right? V'she'ena smuch l'chsvar, but if it's not next to the enemies, like a border city, a border state, ain ru'i l'choma, it doesn't need a wall. Rabbanan, so why don't they make a chilek, whether it's close to the border or not? Because the Rabbanan will say, zimnin de mikre v'asi gayasa. No, because even if it's not next to the to a border, sometimes the army comes in. They come into it. So therefore, it's always a good idea to have a wall, whether you're in a border town or whether you're not a border town. Okay. Boy, minei, Rabbi Elozer, me Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Elozer asked Rabbi Yochanan the following question. Shehen Govin, when they collect the money now to build the wall, lefi nefashos Govin, does it go according to the number of people who are living there? Odim lefi shvach mamon Govin, or just they go to the how wealthy they are, right? The net worth of each person. So Amalei lefi mamon Govin, they collect based upon the worth, the money that each person can afford to give in. Ve'elozer b'ni, such a Talmud, he called him like my son. My son, kova bo masmuros, fix nails in this, meaning make this the halacha, don't ever change from it. This is, I'm telling you, this is what the din is. Igad Amri, there is a different version of what the conversation, what the question was. Boy minei, Rabbi Elozer, mi Rabbi Yochanan, kishehen govin, when they're collecting money to build a wall, lefi keruv batim hengovin, does it matter how close you are, right? So that if you're closer to the wall, so then you would have to pay more. Oh, Dilma, no. Lefi mamun goivin, or they just collect based on the money, however you are. So Amalei said, Lefi kirubatim hein goivin, depending on how close they are to the wall. The laws of Bani, and the laws of my son, kva bo masmoros. You should fix nails into this, establish this is the halacha, and don't change from this. Okay, Emir Tashem, we will pick it up with the next. We're getting some interesting agadites coming up on tomorrow's daf.